This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Because we said we weren't ever coming back.
It
was never going to happen, was it?
Oh, good Lord. Good afternoon.
Back to the Joy Studios and back on air.
We are back. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tim, hi.
Hello,
back
behind folks. How are we, team?
We're very good.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Doesn't he say I'm back?
I'll be back.
Oh, can't you, like that. Couldn't you have just let that one go? That was like a few minutes ago.
I like the fact that 11 months ago we sat in the studio and
we're done.
It's been so good working with you.
Oh,
six years waking up, and here we are again, back.
I'll tell you what, though. Didn't we come back at a good time, though? No more 4 o'clock morning. Sorry for the breakfast cruise, but hey, that was hard.
I feel awake too.
I'm not necessarily clearer in the head, though.
Now, we should make mention to the listeners too, because a lot of them wouldn't have heard us on breakfast because they're driving the car in the afternoon. So we have this sloppy show that we sort of put together in the afternoon somehow pull it off.
I think we've been on air for a minute and he's already called it sloppy. This is not
Maybe
great.
We should let them decide if we pulled it off, because I don't know.
But you know how people change their you know, what you said 12 months ago or 18 months ago or 2 years ago, it's completely different
That's
now.
Why you should never say never.
No, because the Prime Minister today, if you look at what he said back in 2015, he said one thing that is clear about our current situation, it's basically we're annihilated. 30 news polls in a row, gone down. The people have spoken. Oh. They've made up their mind.
Oh, Malcolm.
Now, if you take it out 3 years, he said, well, I certainly regret referring to it like that and back in 2015. And to be quite clear, you know, I've pretty much done a good job.
Yeah.
So people change.
They do change.
We've changed.
Mm. John Farnham's had many, many comebacks.
Yeah. And
you know.
He makes a hell of a lot more money than we do doing this.
A lot.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does.
Drive in your home. I hate saying drive in your home. It sounds like a very aggressive shag, doesn't it, really? But we are. We're driving your home in the afternoon.
I don't know, well, does it?
I don't know.
An aggressive shag. Who are you?
Driving you home anyway. Look, that's kind of an ugly.
Are you Bazza from Frankston or something? Sorry to everyone in Frankston.
Kylie was in the paper this morning, actually, and she said, because, you know, she had the heartbreak thing, right? This is why this whole album's come out, because she's trying to get over it.
Heartbreak stuff.
So she went and did some country stuff, as you do when you break up.
Why wouldn't you?
And she said, I'm not giving up on relationships. I'd probably be foolish again. She split from some dude. What was the guy's name?
Josh. Joshua Sass.
Sass.
Oh, yeah, God, she's good.
Yeah, she's not really looking for a new partner. Might as well stay at home and get, and get lots of cats, she said. But nothing against cat people.
Yeah, careful, buddy.
She doesn't want to, she
You're
doesn't
in
want to
a
be
room
a line
with
50.
Cat
but
people.
I love the part about the article she actually says here. She turns 50 this month. Also revealed that she would not be against going under any surgeon's knife if it helped her retain her looks. Like she hasn't already.
Oh, dang.
Come on.
Controversy.
Like, seriously.
Let's look at locomotion. Let's look at dancing. She's had it.
Yeah, you make a good point. You do make a good point.
I'm just saying.
Mind you, there's 30-odd years in between the two.
Anyway.
I think if we put a photo up of you 30-odd years ago, you wouldn't be looking the same.
Oh, it didn't take long, did it?
Shots fired.
All right.
No, well, you know what I love? Do you know what they said about coming back on here after so long? They said it's just like riding a bike. And right now it feels like we're riding a bike with square wheels.
Yeah. And no handlebars.
And no handlebars.
We don't know where we're going.
Plenty more rubbish.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does.
Murphy's Law, we're back on the air, back on Drive. Funny, used to saying breakfast, can't say it anymore.
Well, we did do Drive originally, Tol.
Is this like, did we get demoted or promoted?
I'm not sure, but let's not worry about what happened back then.
Do you know what, this one came through. Do you want to do it or do you want me to use the mouse?
Are you actually asking me?
I've matured since we've been away. way.
Something's happened. Did you drop yourself on your head? Yes, Dean Murphy, you can operate the mouse if you'd like. Okay, this one comes through from Conrad. Oh, my God, the old crew are back on air. Dean, Anna and Tim, it's so good to hear you all back on air, listening all the way from sunny Queensland.
Wow, they're listening in Queensland.
Love and light. And Ruth says, so glad to hear you two beautiful lunatics back on Joy.
There's a common link.
I like the way that she's used the word beautiful and then lunatics in the same sentence. Thanks, Ruth.
Double-edged sword,
right back at you, gorgeous.
Good on you, Ruth.
Now listen to me.
Yep.
Something very disturbing happened to me recently and I need to discuss it with all of you.
Oh, God. We could be here for a week.
Because...
Settle in.
No. Well, you know, the passage of time, you know, where suddenly, you know, you're going along and you think, oh, you know, nothing changed. And then all of a sudden something jolts you into reality and you go, wow, haven't times changed?
Yeah.
So about 10, 12 years ago, right, I went out. No, calm
down.
Do I
need to put my feet up for this?
Yeah, if you could get a cup of tea, this will kill. No, about 12 years ago, went out for lunch with two of my best mates for lunch. And so we're walking down the street and I was the only chick and this guy that we didn't know yelled out at me, "You're a beeping MILF." So for everyone at home, everyone at home that's playing along.
It was like
it's a mum I like to, you know, have a lot of familiar time with. And I was stoked because I didn't have children then, don't have children of my own now. Yep. So I was stoked back then. I was like, yes, you know, like I'm getting that, right? So fast forward to 2018 and I was walking through Doncaster Shopping Town the other day with my Laurent bags for to go to this catering. So I had like to this gig for work and this... 1.5-year-old, I reckon, maybe 1.5, maybe closer to 2, maybe at a push, in a pram as I was walking towards, pointed at me right at my face with a big smile and went, "Nonna."
Oh, no. What a difference 12 years can make.
I can only think.
She's gone from a MILF to a nonna.
Nonna. The mum goes, "That's not Nonna. That's not Nonna." Like this, she's going, "No." And I walked past Nonna, thinking, well, she must have a very stylish grandmother. How rude.
I love that. That's better than cans, though. Join 94.9.
We're back.
On your Monday afternoon, Monday drive. Hey, listen, life is rolling along a little easier for Caramel the squirrel.
Caramel.
Despite getting his front limbs caught in a trap.
What?
Now, this little caramel's little paws got caught in a trap, so he had to have them surgically removed. Now, that would be enough for me to actually just put it down.
Well,
some people in Turkey thought, no, we're going to save him. And although squirrels usually die pretty quick when they don't have any limbs.
Well, yes, do they?
Don't worry.
Food just fall in my mouth.
Well, yeah, anyway, this animal-loving scientist in Istanbul, of course. Built Caramel a set of prosthetic wheels to replace the paws. How do you grab on? How's he going to grab onto his nuts with the wheels and not the...
Along.
Like, seriously...
You've been waiting for that all along.
How's he going to grab his nuts?
You can't grab your nuts with the wheels. It's wheel right off.
I think that's just a bit ridiculous.
Anyway, that's one of many, many animal stories I have this afternoon. Now, people are sending me messages going, "Who are you lot?" So it's all the Monday people driving home don't know who the hell we are. We've had one message, though, through.
Said, "So glad the two of you are back. I used to love listening to you in the mornings. John from Frankston driving home shag." That's in reference to what Dean Murphy called the drive.
Driving home. It always
it's an aggressive shag.
Now,
I still haven't recovered from that bit.
Terry actually wanted to know what we've been up to for the last year that we've been off air.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to go first? And remember, this is not a counselling session.
No, I moved to Maribyrnong, now I'm moving back. Over to you, Tim.
Short and sweet, I see. Look, I went to my first gay wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. In Koh Samui.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was
really
great.
Nice.
I love that.
Rained all day.
Story.
It was a bit of a shame.
Yeah, that's
but apart from that,
shame.
It was wonderful.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, I went overseas for a little trip and then moved back to the Bronx.
Oh, where are you
Where's
at?
Where's the Bronx?
Windsor.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's not. The whole of Windsor's not the Bronx.
No.
It's just where I'm living.
Right, you know, near a 24-hour bottle shop.
You know that P&O cruise ship that looks like it's washed up right near the railway station? Right near the railway hotel.
The bow of the ship.
Yeah,
right,
that's it. That's the Bronx.
And this has sort of really brought us to the reason why we're back with you, kind folk at Joy, because our lives were sad and miserable and we needed to get the band
back
together.
That's exactly right. But no, it's fun. It is good. Can I make mention of the fact that you've been doing the comedy festival?
I have.
With our dear brother Peter. And I went down to check it out on Saturday for the first time. You've had a couple of weeks of it.
Are we going to get a full review or...?
Well, you're going to get a pretty good one, actually.
Oh,
because
wow.
When I got there, I saw some people that I knew and I said, oh, look, don't hold me responsible for anything that you see today because it could go belly up.
I like how you have had nothing to do with it, but you threw yourself in there as having any sort of responsibility for it.
I know. Anyway, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was a really good, funny show.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm not saying you were the best at there, but I'm saying you were really good. Like, there were some other people who might have been a bit funnier. But you were reasonably talented.
Right. Okay. So that was good.
That is a compliment.
It's in there somewhere.
You were terrific. You were
so
funny.
So the show is called The Compass Comedy Crew.
Which is a crap name.
Shut up.
I was a little nervous, but there was pool tables at the back in case I got bored.
Great.
So
and you did. Towards the end was playing pool.
Not while you're on.
No, not while I was on.
You were bloody terrific.
But anyway, thank you very much.
Is Peter Murphy in it?
Yes, so our other brother.
God, that's right, he's in it.
The Bogan one. Hey, I've just called him the Bogan one. Anyway, our other brother, older brother, Peter, he's MC of the afternoon and does a couple of sets as well.
So yeah, good.
For any of our Friday morning crew that were fans of the Murphy's Law Facebook page, I want you to reveal yourself if you unliked us in the last 12 months because there was only 12 of you. We had 1,200 and something. There was only 12 that unliked us, but I want to know why. Who does that?
It's like online bullying.
Is it? Am I bullying?
We were gone. We were never coming back.
No, we weren't coming back at all.
No, but I'm not that diligent with my Facebook that I go in and unlike pages.
We did nothing on it.
We're on air. Focus.
Yeah, right. Oh, at least I was saying
something. While we've been away, a whole bunch of new artists have popped up.
Have they?
And some of them are
like Kylie Minogue.
Madonna.
This one's called, there's a lot of A's in it, but I think it's Sarah. Oh. I don't know.
There's a lot of A's in it, but it's Sarah.
Here, look.
S-A-A-A-A-L-T-O.
Yeah, that's hard.
She's Finnish.
She's Finnish.
Yeah.
She's finished as far as I'm concerned. This is
Murphy's Law. The only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Someone who doesn't have to worry about a 9-to-5 job is Russell Crowe.
No, he doesn't. He's very successful.
And last night...
esteemed Oscar winner.
Last night, the National Museum is only one of many buyers who bought a whole bunch of his stuff. Well, they bought $3.7 million worth of Russell Crowe's artwork, jewellery and movie props. Almost 200 items were sold at the Art of Divorce auction on Saturday night. And I think, from my understanding, good friends of Joy, Gary Singer, Jeffrey Smith, actually were the auctioneers.
Oh, well, congratulations, boys.
Good on them. Woo-hoo. You go. They've done really good. My question is, you know how Russell was in the movies?
Yes.
And he might have had one of the items was a pair of maroon Doc Martens that he wore in the 1992 drama.
From Rumpelstumper.
Rumpelstumper. It sold for $10,000. Did he actually own them when he was in the movie or did the movie company?
Oh, it's a good question. If anyone's in film production, can you just contact us and let us know?
Because who has the rights over those boots?
Anyway. Interesting.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there because...
I think it's a very good question.
It's like me
and
leaving...
And I like the fact...
If I left Joy again...
Which, let's face it, the way this is going...
if I left Joy, I just happened to use the printer while I was here and took the printer home with me. Is it my printer or Joy's printer? See where I'm going?
If you go home with the printer tonight, I will murder you. Now, listen to me. The thing that I found interesting about this one was that, you know, most people, when they're auctioning off these things, it's for, you know, this charity.
Mm.
Not Rusty. No.
Rusty.
He's just gone, oh, it's not bad. Hourly rate for a 5-hour shift. Shut up.
It is pretty good. Hey, wasn't Sliding Doors with you and Russell Crowe? Weren't you about to go on a date at some point with him?
No.
Years and years ago when you lived in Sydney? No?
No, I got a lift home.
With him?
No.
No.
No, no. I got a lift home, and I've forgotten his name right now, Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes, oh, God. No. Oh, so not Russell.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It's good to be back.
This one says pity text. You guys sure are on air. Woo.
Oh, woo.
I don't know whether that's a good thing
or
not.
Do you know what? If they continue to be like that, we just might not come back.
Oh, no.
That's a threat.
That's a threat.
I was just joshing you.
We may not be allowed back.
That's what I meant.
Now, to cheer you all up as you drive your car, because some of you are just getting into your cars now. You just left work, right? So
early,
I just want to talk to you about what's been going on lately in Japan.
What's been happening?
It's an event called Kawasaki.
Oh, like the motorbike.
I thought it was like a motorbike, but it's not.
No, it's an event in Kawasaki.
Oh, it's an event in Kawasaki. Sorry, I've completely stuffed the whole thing up. Yeah, do you want to come back after a break? No, we'll do it now. It's called the Kanemaru Matsuri.
Oh, very nice.
Aka the Festival of the Steel Phallus.
Oh, my God.
And it sprung into tradition in 1969. It's when...
It's 6 minutes to five, and we've already got a penis story on the first show.
It's the Penis Festival, held annually and the first Sunday of April. Participants parade around with gigantic phallic-shaped mikashi. Suck on penis lollipops, pose with sex organ-shaped sculptures, and get their hands on whatever penis-shaped souvenirs they can.
As
many as 50,000 people attend the Penis Festival, which these days teaches visitors about safe sex practices and raises funds for HIV charities, according to the Metro.
Oh, very good. And my favourite part about this article is this bit. It says the Penis Festival has roots in the 1600s.
Of course it is.
When Kawasaki sex workers would... It was more about roots.
It
was more about roots, but actually the Kawasaki sex workers would worship at the Kaneyama Shrine, praying for protection from STDs. I just like the word root.
Murphy's Law on Joy 94.9.
Been told off.
Already?
It's the first day back.
We only got an hour in, minutes.
Look, we have been, we've been fans of that track for a little while, haven't we? That whole and Danny thing. But Michael, our music director, has sent us a message on the little...
He said, welcome back to the airwaves. Good start.
Yeah
it's like
positive.
It's like, get you lulled into false sense of security, and then goes, I don't remember the brackets never ending. Steve Anderson remix of 100 Degrees on the playlist, though. Cheers.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Thanks for having us. Glad to see you listening, Michael.
Yeah, we were just testing you.
That's right.
And you've been testing us, and it's just like a never-ending test.
We're finding our feet again. You know, we're finding who's who in the zoo here at Joy. And we've soon learnt that we should just stick with the playlist. Now, there was an article in the paper this morning which really bugged me.
Oh, dear.
Really, really bugged me. Tea lovers.
Oh, this annoys me too. Oh. Yes, I'm right.
Can you get into it?
Tea lovers who enjoy a cup...
having a cup of tea while you do it.
I'm not in the studio, of course you're not. Tea lovers who enjoy a cup of tea made with a tea bag have been warned that their favourite tipple might leave their teeth pitted and their joints painful. Are you?
I'm having tea because I hate this article.
Well, it says new research reveals tea commonly used in cheaper tea bags can contain high levels of fluoride.
Oh, listen, you know what?
Do you know how
these researchers need to go and jump because... Quite frankly, I'm not going out on a tea bag. Like, tea is not going to kill me. Other things possibly could. Tea is not one of them. I will not go out on a tea bag.
How
unless I'm being tea bagged.
How in...
And then I'm probably... Wow. Then I could, quite honestly...
Good luck to all the parents in cars with children who have to explain that last bit.
Oh, what are we doing now? We better stick with the formula. Stick with the program. This is quite good. This is 50,
unless I'm being
50 Shades where there should have been a teabag scene.
Yes, we've had this from Simo, the Paris end of East St Kilda. Now, Simo, I've asked repeatedly, which is this? Paris end of East St Kilda, please tell me.
It's not near Windsor.
Oh, my God, does this mean it's Friday morning already? I'm confused. By the way, I love the teabagging.
Oh, yes, we all love a bit of teabagging.
Yeah, it feels like Friday morning to me right now, to be honest.
We've got some great stuff coming up because we used to tap into Princess Kate a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't know how Joy has survived without our access to the royals.
We've been able to get a little bit of an excerpt out of her diary. But we're getting some of our old listeners back.
We are, Bianca. Indeed. Bianca's just said, oh, my God, so good to hear you guys again. Oh,
thanks.
We were worried that we might have a few people going,
and we thought
we thought
we'd been demoted. We'd gone from Friday breakfast to Monday drive. We don't know what's what.
No, we don't. Well, we don't.
You know, is it
I'm all
promotion,
over
promotion? Who knows?
I'm going to go with promotion.
We have a little bit of a what would you say?
We need some help.
Look, our production
that's
manager.
That's very general but accurate.
Our production manager here at Joy has come flying through the door, and what he wants to do is he wants to build a new promo for us,
yep,
for our show. Like,
and he's like, and come on, can you think about it for us? Think about something. And we're like,
No, let's throw it out to the people.
Let's make you do it.
We used to say, movies are more fluff more often. Right? Yeah. But that's old hat. We did that for 6 years.
No, so we want something new. And basically, we're going to make you do it.
It's a tagline, basically. Yeah.
Murphy's
it can be anything.
Law, bup, 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 bup.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Something like that.
Give you some examples. It could be Murphy's Law, hemorrhoids don't hurt as much.
Wow. I don't know whether anyone needs to hear the word hemorrhoid repeated.
Murphy's Law, where you need to take a doggy poo bag to listen. You know, something like that.
Oh, get away from the bottom area.
Murphy's Law, where dreams are made.
That's nice.
Oh.
Boring.
Dreams are really just goals without plans. But anyway.
They are. Oh, how's old life coach in the corner?
just saying.
Goals without what?
Dreams are just goals without plans. I just ripped that off from a mate at breakfast this morning. But anyway, hey, listen, send them through. We need a new tagline, okay? It's going to be the tagline that's going to be our show for the rest of... Oh, I was going to say the rest of the year, but we may not make it that long. For the length of time that we're on, maybe 6 weeks. You've only got one thing going for you.
Shush, it's a prize.
Words wound. Dean Murphy, words wound.
Sorry, Dallas.
Okay, look, hey, I can carry a tune, maybe not as well as her, but I can't play jazz. Anyway, and I can't dance. Why are you getting all jacked up at me for being so slow? How about you not insult me while I'm doing a live read? Hey? Everybody, there's a prize to our tagline.
Send the tagline through. You know what it's like. It's more often, more fluff and all that kind of stuff. Now, listen, we've had a message through from Trevor.
He says, welcome back, guys. Great to hear you on the airwaves again. Mondays aren't so bad after all.
He's got Mondays are so bad after all.
Well, I'm choosing to interpret that he didn't spell that correctly.
Maybe he was trying to use that as a tagline that we're chasing. Mondays are so bad after all.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Maybe that was it.
A little negative, people, a little negative, but that's okay. We'll go with it.
So we are chasing taglines for our new show. So if you want to send one through, or it's got to be something simple. You know, like it was Murphy's Law, more fluff, more often, something like that. Really simple, really quick. You're gonna fit into our show quite well, I think, on Mondays. I feel you're just going to let loose, though.
We're playing a game, Simon.
I have to be professional.
No, you are. We're not. That's the problem. The two worlds are colliding.
Yeah, you watch us go there. Simon, we're playing a game here, and it's give us a tagline.
Yeah, what's our tagline?
Murphy's Law.
Yes. Well, I've been listening to you while I've been putting the news together, and it just came into my head. These people are crazy.
I like it.
Yeah, more are coming through.
There are. Well, yes, we've had. Sorry, are you doing the mouse? Are we going to
have a
fire?
I'm doing the mouse. You can read them.
Murphy's Law. If you know what's going on, let us know.
That's a good one too.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Yeah, actually, like that. Yeah, Murphy's Law, and you thought David and Sue could talk shite.
That's from Brad. I love that one.
Might go with that.
keep him coming through. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. Oh, she finished?
I don't know.
Cutting into my talk time there.
Oh, it's funny when people get you back, isn't it?
And it is our first drive program back on Joy.
Absolutely.
And apparently it's going okay because we had this one from Peter from Kent in England.
Yeah, said, hey, Murphy, it's really great to have you back in Joy. I'm working from home today so I can listen to all of your show at home in Kent. Thanks to the wonders of the internet. You are cheering up my Monday morning.
Good on you, Pete.
That's terrific.
Now, we've got more responses to our – we've got a quest to find our new tagline.
How to build it up? It's now a quest.
You know, it used to be more fluff more often, and we have to get rid of that because – you know, it had its time. This one says, from Tom, says Murphy's Law because Kitty Flanagan wasn't available.
Oh my God, I love it.
I like that.
That's
quite good. Liam said Murphy's Law, gayer than Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't mind that either. And this one said from Kate, Murphy's Law, I just peed myself, not much, but a little.
Not much.
But a little.
But a little bit came out.
Yeah, it's in the freezing.
Okay, I kind of like that.
And we've had this one as well from Mark from Dandenong. Said, I'm so excited to hear the Murphys back on the air. Oh, I don't know what he's saying now. I can't read that. Anyway, he has suggested Monday Funday with Murphy's Law, or in line with Donald Trump, Murphy's Law making Monday great again. Thank you, Mark.
Good on you, Mark, from Dandenong.
Dear Diary. Oh, it's been so long since I've shared my thoughts, but I feel the time was right to put them down on paper. So, for so long now, I've been the talk of the town. Some say changed the face of the royal monarchy. And that was until some two Bob Hooker rocked in and stole my limelight. You know who I'm talking about? M.M. Meghan Markle. Oh, God. Now, it's no surprise that I've always had a soft spot for my Harry. And why wouldn't you? He's always been the naughty, cheeky brother. And, well, I got William, the controlled, slightly submissive brother. Some would say wet, but I love him. Anyway, Harry and I always had this understanding. But when he started dating that actress, and let's face it, I use the term lightly, more like B-grade porn star, if you ask me. Well, I thought it was just a flash in the pan sort of thing, and then he goes and bloody proposes to her. I thought, what has he done? It's gone and lost the freaking plot. And I did everything I could to deter it, but oh no, it looks like she's here for the long haul. Mind you, they did say that about Fergie as well, didn't they? So now the papers and the press have gone bloody gaga for this trailer park trash, and now we are just weeks away from the next royal wedding. And look, I'm not a vindictive person, but wouldn't it be funny if my third child dropped just around the same time as the wedding? Oh, nothing overshadows a wedding like the birth of a child. Watch this space. Oh, this is Princess Kate saying, no matter how sweet you are, there's only one head in Britain that will wear the crown of a queen, and it's me.
Murphy's Law. Now that's real radio.
It feels good to be back.
Oh, it does.
We're getting lots of responses. It is really, really unique. It's a Friday morning. We didn't get a lot. Did we still?
Well,
really?
Did. So sleepy.
Oh, yeah. We need a tagline. Then they're going to build it up into a promo and they're going to make it sound all great.
And so we thought we'd get you to do it.
We don't know what we're doing. One came through. I like this. Murphy's Law, bite your bum. That's quite good.
Great.
I just tried to make a biting sound.
Arr.
Sounded like a pirate. Yeah.
And we've had a few more, actually. Murphy's Law, this one comes from Simon. It says, great for your Sunday hangover. Oh, I like that.
I like that too.
Oh, and here's a funny bugger. I think this is Brad. Might have been Brad that rang in before. Murphy's Law, just like the rhythm method, they don't know when to pull out either.
Oh.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, our tagline little challenge has gone crazy.
Well, it has indeed. Lots of people have been very creative out there. We've got this, hi Murphy's Law, great to have you back. Murphy's Law, the Monday Munchkins, or Murphy's Law, Sloppy Mondays.
Sloppy Mondays. That would make us sloppy bottomesses, wouldn't it?
Beg your pardon? Beg your pardon? You're calling me what?
A slopper bottomless.
I don't like the word sloppy. We were just discussing that's added to my list of words that I'm not happy with.
What's the other one? What's the other one you don't like?
No, we all know this. Slid. Tim doesn't like slit.
Or moist.
Moist or panties. I'm not happy with all
them. You've got sloppy as well.
If you can get all that into a tagline, folks, you're a winner.
Yeah, tagline, Murphy's Law, anything that could go right will go wrong.
Obviously knows us too well.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, Jim.
Love that.
This one, Murphy's Law, driving your sunset to light.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute and nice. It's not dirty or nasty.
This one's so wonderful. Yeah, not like some of the others. So wonderful to hear Murphy's Law on community radio station. Welcome back, Anna and Dean.
Thank you, Betty.
And this one from Brad, Murphy's Law, just like, well, hang on, I've got to read this one first.
You better read that one first.
Just like an STI, we pop up when you least expect it.
I like that one the most.
I don't like being likened to an STI.
Thank you. Guys.
Am I the only person in this group of three that is not happy with?
Probably not that one. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know about Sloppy Monday either.
Sure, I reckon.
Yes.
There's some corkers come through.
There are some corkers.
Very impressed.
I like the STI one, but I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, but you're disgusting. So.
hang on. Might be another one here. Have we got another one?
Another one. Oh, no. Simo's gone moist Mondays with the Murphys. Leave your sloppy manties, scanties and panties at the door.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Come on. You can't beat
and
that.
Hey, Murph, Simo. So happy you're back on air. It's good to hear the Aussie accent and have my giggling Gertie's with you. Here's a couple of taglines for you. Murphy's Law Optimism Plus.
I like that.
Hangover Happies.
Yep.
Murphying Morphing. Laying on the law.
That's a hard one, though. Morphing and morphing.
Laying on the law brings up all sorts of images. Cheers, Simone.
I love that.
I like how creative our people are.
I think they are. They're really good. They've been really good.
We will tell you.
Monday. The Monday audience seems to be a lot better than the Friday.
I'm not
breakfast.
Sure.
They're much more perky, aren't they?
Lots of perks. Not sure.
More perks, more often.
Simo's.
Oh, but we have a winner, Anna Murphy. Okay. Well, we had so many responses to this. Some fabulous taglines came through. Some average ones, but some fabulous ones as well. It was a hard choice. I think it actually sums us up, like as a collective group.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. Do you want to hear it in the way it should go on air?
Give us your best radio voice.
Give it your best radio voice. Yeah. Okay. Moist Mondays with the Murphy's Law. Leave your sloppy manties, scanties and panties at the door. Do you like that? And that, my friends, is a winner.
Simo!
Good on you, Simo.
Congratulations. You are going out.
Try putting that into a promo.
That really sums us up.
That really sums us up, doesn't it? Okay, well done, Simo. That's great.
I've got to say, that's not a high point of my life so far.
Some funny stories coming out of the USA, Anna Murphy.
There always is.
Do you know how I'm a massive animal activist? I don't like crocodiles, spiders or snakes. But apart from them, I love all animals. Not big on cows. But
see, this list of the, I don't know whether you can say you're a massive animal activist and then go, except that one, that one.
And I'm not a vegetarian.
And not a vegetarian.
Like, I'll eat meat, but that's what they've been put
on. So you tolerate animals.
I tolerate them, just. Anyway, you know, when I love stories where the animal gets one back. An experienced hunter in Maryland wound up in hospital on Thursday after recently shot Canadian goose fell out of the sky and landed on his head.
Oh, I love that.
I love that story. The falling
target.
The falling bird knocked Robert out. He's 51, unconscious, bang, gone. He'd been out hunting geese with three of his friends near the Miles River.
Well, it serves them right.
Eastern Maryland. Yeah, and then someone shot it and it fell out of the sky and landed on Robert.
I love that story.
He's okay, but it did knock out two of his front teeth. Good.
Well, also, let's look a little bit of R.I.P. for the poor goose, but, you know, because it was shot. It was dead. But at least it got its own back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that took a turn for the worse, didn't it?
Driving you home on a Monday. We've talked some absolute dribble.
Oh, absolutely. And that, look, I can guarantee that we will not be able to fix that.
No, that's going to stay.
Yeah, good.
100%, that's not going to change between now and ever.
Something that has changed over the last few months, you've got a puppy.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I'm a bit delirious and I have to get home quick smart because I've got a 17-year-old. 17-week-old puppy.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you. Everyone goes, it's tricky. But no one tells you until you actually have bought the puppy just how hard puppy training is.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy.
I think they did. They said, it's hard.
But for every...
No, but they don't emphasize it enough.
They point their finger at you.
I feel like either I wasn't listening.
But for every naughty thing they do, they just look at you with those eyes and then that makes up for it.
Oh, and you know when they get all doughy and sleepy and they're like, it's okay that you pooed all over my house.
Yeah,
shit on your anyway, I'm now a proud owner of a pooch, so I can join that group now.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. Pooch. What did you get again? It's a poodle.
It's a poodle.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Purebred. Yes. Oh. Her name's Pepper. Pepper the poodle.
Pepper Middleton.
Pepper Middleton, yes. We have named her Pepper Middleton. And now Willow, my cat's name is Willow Jada Pinkett Smith.
I love it.
So anyway, that's just more dribble.
Yeah, more dribble. I had a little puppy story and I don't even know whether I should tell it anymore because it's quite... Well, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy, the schnauzer from Windsor, the Bronx, was constipated the other day.
Oh, dear.
And so we went for a walk and I always do the right thing. I've always got the bag and as long as you can't stand in it, I won't pick it up.
You will pick it up. What?
If you can't stand in it, I won't pick it up.
Oh.
I don't think that you're getting away with this. This is not okay.
So you're saying if the dog poops in a difficult spot to step in,
he leaves it there.
Possums do it. Do we walk around and pick up possum poo?
And do you know what? Because in this studio right then, we were all like, and what can we do about the possums? So that's right. You make a good point.
No, I'm just saying.
It's part of responsible dog ownership.
I am. But if you can't step in it, I'm not picking it up.
So back to him being blocked.
Anyway, he was blocked. And so he tried to snap one off. right?
Oh dear. Oh.
But
don't they make funny little.
But yeah, was, and his legs were shaking severely, like trying to snap it off. Come on, and sort of, and then sort of ran around. I thought, what are you doing? Because you look like you need to go again. And he, there was a little bit there, and he couldn't get it off. And I thought, oh, well, I'm just going to have to get a twig.
Oh,
so I got a twig and flung it. But it flung so far and landed near this couple in the park just having their...
Oh, my God. Hey, do you know what I've just realised? And for those of you joining our show for the first time won't have noticed this, but anyone who was with us for all that time Friday mornings will realise, there you go, there's the poo story. And we didn't have one.
Yeah.
We didn't have one for the whole show.
There's always a penis and a poo story, isn't
always. And I was thinking we were going
to... Look forward to the next year. That's it for us.
Oh, my God. First show. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed it. It was fun being back.
It really was. It's good that we put
We've already been in trouble with the production manager, the news director, the music director and the CEO.
Yeah.
That's
I've
not
had
bad.
A very sharp reminder to bring a jumper. Gosh, there's a fridge in here, isn't it?
Which this old lady who had a bit of a large weekend was enjoying up until about 4.5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's cold. Ooh, it's cold. Bing. Yeah, pointy. That's it from us. We're out of here. We'll see you next Monday afternoon.
We will indeed.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.